Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 1st of June. Hidden with Christ. A son of man can be born of God when they receive the ministry of the gospel of God from those who are part of lampstand churches. Importantly, when a person is born again, they are made alive from the death of sin. They are then directed by Christ to join the fellowship of his offering and sufferings through baptism. We see that, through baptism, a new creation Son of God dies with Christ. Conformed to his death and resurrection, they are raised and are seated with him in heavenly places. This is the context of Yahweh's offering before, through which the Son of Man was glorified as he authored the pathway of salvation. Highlighting that it is the new creation that dies with Christ in baptism, Paul said, "For you died, and your life, that is Zoe, is hidden with Christ in God." When Christ, who is our life, Zoe, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. When a son of God dies with Christ, their Zoe life from the Father, which belongs to their name as a son of God, is hidden with Christ in God. As they continue to live as a member of Christ's body, they will progressively obtain the sonship that he finished for them through his offering, and they will appear with him in glory at his second coming. However, their preoccupation is not with the revelation of their name, but rather, to reveal Christ as a member of his body. Through daily fellowship in the offering and sufferings of Christ, as we are being led by the Spirit, we are being delivered from sin and from the other law that Satan fathered within us. Yet, this is not the primary reason for our fellowship in the offering and sufferings of Christ. Rather, as we journey with Christ, we are learning from him and are being made adequate for our priestly service as part of the kingdom of priests to his God and Father. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 6 verses 3 to 4, Ephesians chapter 2 verses 4 to 6, John chapter 13 verse 31, Colossians chapter 3 verses 3 to 4, 1 John chapter 3 verse 2, and Revelation chapter 1 verse 6. For further study, Colossians chapter 3.